I think you're beginning to understand.
The Glory Hole Soup Kitchen is the only short-term shelter open to men, women, and children in Juneau. It's the perfect place for Charlie Joseph to stay warm and wait out the day. He was at a barbecue the night police and other officials came to close the Bergman. So when he went home, he was surprised he couldn't get in.
And I went down there and I seen the plywood on all the windows. And when I got to the front, the thing was plywood off.
The Salvation Army Church opened a temporary warming station downtown specifically for the Bergman residents. But Joseph didn't know that until the next morning. He says he just walked the streets all night. He didn't get any of his things, including his medicine for hypertension and post-traumatic stress disorder, before being evicted. Juneau officials posted a sheet of paper condemning the Bergman on its door. The paper had orders for all the tenants to be out in 24 hours. They also sent a letter to the owners and the property manager listing 15 ways the building violated city code. Joseph says no one told him about the closure, but he had heard rumors about what might happen.
But I didn't get no paper, or nobody came and talked to me about it. So everything was up in the air.
Joseph plans to spend his next night indoors. He's filling out a sign-in sheet for the warming station in the lower level of the Salvation Army Church. There are 7 people sleeping here tonight, and 4 are Bergman residents. The night before, about 15 people came for soup, and 7 spent the night.
15-4, 15-6, and a pair for 8.
Oh, bless America.
No way.
Chris Clark is playing cribbage with 2 friends. Clark says he found out the Bergman was being closed 2 hours before he had to leave.
There were 4 fire marshals standing out on the lawn. And I asked them what they were doing there. And they said, well, we're condemning the place.
What went through your head when you heard that?
He said, you need to go up and you need to start packing your stuff. Because you're out. I paid $750. And they're not giving me that money back. I'm not only homeless, I'm homeless with AIDS, and I have no clothing, no medication, no anything. I have nothing.
You weren't able to grab your medication?
Yeah, it got stolen this morning.
A Salvation Army volunteer brings Clark tissue so he can wipe away tears. He also has a bad back and is on disability.
You know, I was really proud of being able to pay for my own home. And now it's gone, and so was my money. So yeah, I'm a little upset.
Clark says he and his friends spent the day at the bus stop, where they went to keep warm. He's thankful for the Salvation Army. Lieutenant Lance Walters with the Salvation Army says this warming station is on a trial run.
We're going to be open from 7 in the evening to 7 in the morning, and we're going to go till Tuesday morning.
Whether they open again depends on how many people volunteer. Walters says the station is a second chance for people who can't sleep in the glory hole. The shelter won't take people with a blood alcohol level over 0.1. Walters says the Salvation Army won't turn away drunk people unless they cause too much trouble. The city and borough of Juneau's letter to the Bergman's owners gave them a chance to fix the building and open it to tenants in the future. When each of the 15 violations are fixed, the letter says to contact the CBJ for an inspection. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.